This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dua Lipa, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I was reading this article and it was talking about podcasting, and it said podcasts are kind of like flea markets. You go inside a flea market and there's a lot of junk out there. But every so often you find something really good at a table. I like to consider us as being at that flea market and having a really good table.
You like that? You like our table?
I do, because we have two podcasts on our table. One is our show podcast that you can download every single day. It comes to you commercial free. And then the second thing on our table is our Somewhat Normal podcast.
Yeah, we just did our first episode of that on Friday. So if you haven't checked that out yet, that is also available for download everywhere where you will find podcasts.
And the best way to get it is to subscribe.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift, she easily scored a number one debut with Folklore after it sold 846,000 copies here in America in its first week out. That's the biggest sales week for anyone since Taylor sold 867,000 copies of Lover last September.
Wow. I just feel like everything she touches turns to gold, really.
Really does. And she has a massive fan base of Swifties who will go to extreme lengths to defend Taylor. Here is the latest example. The website Pitchfork.com recently posted a review of Taylor's new album, and they gave it an 8 out of 10. Respectable. Well, the Swifties weren't having it.
No.
The writer says she was bombarded with angry messages on social media. Crazed fans tweeted at her address, phone number, and photos of her home. They threatened to burn down her house and even kill her.
Oh my gosh.
They sent her hexing tweets paired with satanic images of Taylor herself. Now, Taylor Swift has yet to comment on this, but man, an 8 out of 10 is not a bad review.
That is a great review, but they want the best for their girl, and that's not okay to do that stuff, though.
That's nuts.
Wow.
Phone number, home address, pictures of her house.
I think a lot of people probably know where she's at already, but still, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the new season of American Idol will kick off with virtual auditions, and these will be kind of high-tech Zoom auditions. These remote auditions will begin next week, and they're hitting all 50 states. It goes into September. Our auditions, if you want to audition for Idol, is September 1st. Just go to abc.com to pre-register, and the new season is set to air sometime in 2021. I think maybe we should go on there. If it's just a Zoom audition, I think you and I should jump on there on September 1st and lay some tracks down.
You go for it. There's no way I can hide my terrible singing, even if it is on Zoom. There's just no way.
But we could be that person, the William Hung, the person that's kind of the bad audition that they show him. Like, oh man, stick to your day job.
Oh, I don't know if I want. I don't think my fragile ego could handle that.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are trying to navigate an extremely rough patch in their relationship. And they're hoping that a family trip will help set things straight before things kind of get to the point of no return. TMZ says they decided to jump on a jet and take a private family vacation to try and work things out. The family trip will mark one of the first they've taken in a long time. And outside of the vacation, Kim and Kanye haven't spent much time together outside of family birthdays and holidays as well.
After that all happened, I just wondered, is it just a matter of time or that was bad. Real bad.
Bad stuff. He obviously needs some help. And
yeah.
Then it probably doesn't help if he's in Cody, an isolated area of Wyoming, and his wife and his kids are in L.A. That probably doesn't help the whole situation.
No, not at all.
This is a cool deal. All week long, we're giving away an Apple a day. We have a 4K Apple TV for you. It is yours when you win Heads Up next hour at 8:25. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Next hour, 8:25, we have Heads Up. And this is awesome because when you win it, you're going to get an Apple TV 4K. It is yours, courtesy of Elektra Records.
It is 7:27. Who is excited for hockey tonight? Oh my gosh, Vegas Golden Knights. Dallas Stars. 3:30. Puck drops. Time difference threw me off. I'm like, so what time is it on tomorrow night? And I'm like, oh, it's in the afternoon? Okay. But yeah, this is where it counts. They look good against Arizona last week.
And matinee game, too, this afternoon.
Yeah, that's going to be so good. I know so many people are excited about this. And gosh, they're looking good this year, aren't they?
Yeah, they were on fire before the lockdown, and they came back on fire. So big things expected this afternoon, and then they'll play on Thursday against St. Louis. So big things expected this week from our guys.
Yeah, and this is all like for the seeding in the race to the Stanley Cup and just cheering on the guys. You know, it's I know that we don't really do parody songs on our show. That's like never been our thing. But one of our good friends that used to work with us here in the building down the hall, Spence, who a lot of you guys might know from Las Vegas Radio, he's a good friend of ours. And he makes all these crazy parodies. Like they're really funny. He is super talented. And he sent me one last night. He texts me. He goes, hey, I made a parody, a Vegas Golden Knights parody about hockey starting back up. And I was like, oh, cool. Let's hear it. And he sent it to me. And I was actually cracking up. It is so well made. And it is so funny. And it just got me even more excited for hockey.
Mercedes forwarded it to me. I just listened to it. I put it in the system. And I'm the same way. We don't do parody songs. We kind of poke fun at parody songs. We've never been the parody song morning show. But it takes a talent to do these. It really does.
Oh, my gosh. It does.
And we've seen Spence working on these before. He writes them out and he performs them. Sometimes he's playing guitar, piano. I just listened to the first couple seconds to check the volume, and I started to get pumped up with the first couple seconds of it. So I don't know how the rest of it plays out, but the first couple seconds, you really get excited about hockey.
It is really, really fun, and it's a quick thing. Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear the whole thing?
It's only a minute 23. Might as well just play the whole thing.
It's so good. Okay, so if this doesn't get you excited for hockey, this is from our good friend Spence. He's super talented. See how pumped you are after this. I love it. And tell us what you think. 702-364-9400.
Attack. Yeah. So make some noise, medieval maniacs. Yeah. Take it to the bridge. Come on. VGK. We're Vegas strong, and that is how we play. Don't want no Jets, Blues, Reds, Canucks, or Flames. The cup in three if we have it our way. Take them to the chorus. Get your hockey on.
So
McNabb, ready to give the Dallas Stars a smack, like Revo when you over water grass.
Woo! Reality check! There are big fines if you don't change your watering clock.
Hey, Vegas hockey's back.
Just a friendly reminder, Ryan Reed style.
How fun was that? Oh my gosh, I love that. That's going to be stuck in my head all day long now.
And the guy can sing too.
Seriously?
He's singing and he's got auto-tune on and that, but it sounds so good. You're pumped up when you hear that thing.
I love the Ryan Reeves thing at the end. That cracked me up.
We might have to change though. After Dallas, it's St. Louis, I think, because we have Dallas smack.
Like Revo when you are.
This is so good.
Ready to give the Dallas Stars a smack. Like Revo when
we can substitute. We're ready to give St. Louis Blues a smack. Every game we have, he's got to substitute the team that we're playing.
Oh my gosh, knowing him, he's probably going to just make an entirely new song for that.
When we say parody, I think like like,
hey,
eat it. Yeah, this is like a pump up song. It's not a parody song. It's a pump up song is what it is.
Like, I want to play this every hour because it's so good. I love it.
Now, Spence, if you're listening right now, we appreciate it. And the one thing I do find comical, and I was looking at the email Mercedes forwarded to me, is that he still uses a Hotmail email address.
Oh, okay. We're going to cast stones, Mr. Yahoo?
Yes, because that's what we do.
I still use my Cox.net account. I mean, I don't know if that's outdated, but I still use that one all the time.
RadioJC@yahoo.com still does me just fine.
If you need to get in touch with him, there you go.
No, that's awesome. Nice work, Spence.
That was so much fun.
Let's do it again.
Hockey's back.
So good. 3:30, the puck drops. This afternoon, it's going to be a good one. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. That is lit. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. And up next, we got the Hot 3. What do you got for
us? All right, we are going to talk about the first murder hornet has been caught in the United States.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, where it was found. Also, what is the average age of this item in the United States? See if you fall along with the norm. And so... it takes men 2.5 years to admit this about themselves. Why are guys in such denial? We're going to talk about all of that coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
From 2002, that's DJ Sammy's cover of Bryan Adams' song, Heaven. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Remember the murder hornet era of the pandemic? Well, it's time to start talking about it again because the Washington State Department of Agriculture just announced it trapped a murder hornet just south of the Canadian border back on July 14th. This thing is huge. They confirmed it was a murder hornet last week. That makes it the first one to be caught in the U.S. While there have been sightings, we've never taken one down until now. An official from the WSDA says, quote, this is encouraging because it means we know how the traps work, but it also means we have work to do. And he's not kidding. They've got to act fast to find murder hornet nests and set up more traps because if these things spread, they could be really bad news. Murder hornets kill up to 50 people a year in Japan, and their stingers are so powerful, they can stab through beekeeping suits. They're also a huge predator to honeybees, which are struggling enough right now without this new enemy.
And we took one down, so now we upset them. They're mad because we took one of their own down, and now they're ready to fight.
Oh man, we got to prepare for this. This is just but at the same time, I'm not surprised. Just with the way the year is going, this just seems like a normal thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't faze me at all.
You bring this up last year? Nah, this year. No, last year would be kind of like panicking.
I was like,
yeah.
Hey, last year I would be freaking out.
Bring it, murder hornets. What do you guys got? Bring it. We can handle a pandemic. We can get through this. We can get through you guys. Just bring it.
Just another bump in the road. The average age of vehicles on the U.S. roads has been climbing since the 2008 recession. Did you know the average age of a car in use right now is 11.9 years? In 2019, 6.1% of vehicles on the road were new. That's expected to drop closer to 5% this year. The nation's fleet averaged 9.6 years old back in 2002. But the reason that cars are older right now is simple. Vehicles are built better now. Vehicles often go 200,000 miles or more. And that wasn't as prominent two decades ago.
Yeah, we've got a coworker that has a 4Runner that has I think it's 350,000 miles. It's Ron Futrell over at Channel 8.
Still going.
It's got 350,000 miles on it. Cars now, yeah, you go back to in the 80s, a car going 300,000 miles, slim chance. But nowadays, they're built to go for a long time, which is a great thing for us.
My husband's car has a lot of miles on it. It's nowhere near 300,000, but he's at the point where he doesn't want to drive it because he's like, I don't want any more miles on my car.
Do you know how many it is?
I don't, but it's high up there. I made a comment like, hey, we should do a little road trip. Maybe we go up to the mountains or something. And he's like, well, I'm not taking my car and your car will never make it in the mountains. I'm like, okay.
Your car wouldn't make it in the mountains?
I have a sedan with all the stuff we'd take with us. We probably wouldn't be able to.
I think you're talking about going off-roading or just driving itself?
No, just like driving up to the mountains and stuff. And
I think your car would make it to the mountains. Your car would be fine in the mountains.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what he said. I don't know.
Maybe not enough room for luggage and stuff, as far as like driving your car to Mount Charleston.
I think he meant like
the car would be fine.
Oh, no, I've driven my car to Mount Charleston before.
I got confused. He said your car wouldn't make it in the mountains. I'm like, you got a beautiful car. Of course it's going
to
make it in the mountains.
No, I don't think he doesn't want me to drive it up to the mountains is what it is. So
he could drive.
Why are you overanalyzing my statement?
No, because you said, like, if my car wouldn't make it in the mountains, make it sound like
it's a sedan. He doesn't want me to drive it up in the mountains, like, with all of our stuff crammed in there. We'd be in there.
I got you. You can't go off-roading in it, but you certainly could drive to anywhere you want to in that car.
He says that he has 160,000 miles on his car.
Yeah, get it, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, finally, this morning, I can think of at least... no, he's not. Stop. Hold on a second. Stop texting me, please. I'm distracted now. I can think of at least a couple of presidential candidates who've gone a lot longer than this. A new study found that when a guy's hair starts to thin out, he won't admit it for an average of 2.5 years.
Oh.
And close to 1 in 10 are in denial for a decade or more. Apparently, the average guy who loses his hair starts thinning out at age 29, according to a new poll, but he won't admit it for another 2.5 years. The average guy, like I said, starts thinning at 29, and 1 in 14 said they started to notice it happen before their 21st birthday. 73% of men say they've had someone tell them they were in denial about going bald, and most of those comments come from wives and girlfriends. Only 36% of men who've lost some hair said that it upset them. 31% said it was annoying, and 22% said it made them angry. If you did start losing your hair, how would you deal with it? Well, shaving your head was the number one answer for guys, followed by wearing more hats and then dyeing it to look thicker.
Or I know some guys have gotten the hair transplants where they take the follicles from the back of the head and they put them on the front of their head. But I've seen a couple guys where some of the stuff looks really, really good. But the only problem is, let's say they do a layer here up front, but the hair is still receding. So there's still like, if they continue to add those in, if not, you're going to have nice hair up front and then a bald patch and then back to the backside, it's still receding.
I love the bald look. I mean, I think that looks so good. And it's just, it's better than being in denial about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's got to be hard. I don't know. So many guys tie their masculinity to their hair. And so it's, you know, it's tough.
It was something to be said, too, about just aging gracefully.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're going to get grays. You're going to get wrinkles. Your hair's going to recede. It's going to happen. That's part of life. And just kind of accepting and just aging with grace.
Well, let's not go that far. All right, slow down.
Slow down, kid. This is pretty cool. Next hour, 8:25. We got Heads Up. When you win Heads Up, you're going to get an Apple TV, a 4K Apple TV. We're doing it all week long. It's courtesy of Elektra Records today. So coming up at 8:25, big prize for Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. It's Nickelback. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever been driving around town and something is just pops up out of nowhere and you say to yourself, when did that happen?
That's like a daily occurrence. In this town, there's things just being built all the time. And it's like, where was I when that happened?
Yeah, there were a few things last week that kind of jumped out to me. And I know this has been being built for a long time. They've been talking about it, seeing stories on it. But the new hotel downtown, Circa, I just now noticed it. Driving down that way last week, and I see it. I'm like, what is that? Oh, that's Circa? Oh, my gosh. When did it almost get done? Or is it even done? That thing is huge.
Yeah,
when did that happen?
It is gigantic. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be adults only. Huge. Big screen right at the pool. It looks really, really cool.
It looks awesome. And then we're down at Channel 8 a lot, and they're right next to the convention center. And I know they've been working on that, and I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I drove past it last week. Normally, I turn into Channel 8 and don't go past it, but last week I drove past it, and that thing is huge. When did that happen?
That I don't even know. I drove past it a couple months ago, and just like, it reminded me of the convention center in Anaheim. I was looking at it like, that I've seen this before. I was having deja vu. I'm like, did I drive by this before? I'm like, oh no, we drive by that convention center on the way to Disneyland when we go in. It just made me think I was there for a second. It was so random.
Is there anything that is just, you're driving around that just popped up? You're just now noticing? Obviously, the convention center construction didn't just happen. They've been doing it for a long time. And then there's another one. I got a third one. I was on Paradise Road. And there's these apartment complex at the corner of Twain and Paradise, right there on the corner. I think they're even called like the Howard Hughes, I don't know, they're condos, apartments, but they're built. They look gorgeous. Same thing. Like, where was I? I don't know, down that area a lot, but where was I when these were being built? They're just now there.
When did you just notice something popped up in town? And you're like, where? When did that happen? 702-364-9400. The one for me is at Charleston Fort Apache. They tore down the claim jumper and there's a Chick-fil-A going up now. I'm like, what? When did this happen? I couldn't even believe it. I feel like there's a lot of Chick-fil-A's. There's another one. I had to go down to Town Square the other day. And I'm at Las Vegas Boulevard just coming off of the 215 getting ready to turn left to go to Town Square. And then right there in front of me, there's another Chick-fil-A. When did that happen? Remember when everyone was trying so hard to get Chick-fil-A to come to Vegas, and now I feel like they're just following me everywhere I go. What's going on?
They're just showing up now.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I noticed that Town Center one as well. Did you notice that? I think to the right of it, brand new Starbucks right there on Las Vegas Boulevard.
I did not notice that one. The Starbucks are following me now too, is what you're
yes.
saying? What is going on?
And then I saw a picture over the weekend. I love me some Bob Seger. The thing is, though, anytime I listen to Bob Seger, either on the radio or iTunes, it's his old record cover that pops up from like the 80s. So my mind, that's Bob Seger's look. Well, I saw a picture of Bob Seger. Uh-huh. Obviously, he's aged. But I'm like, when did Bob Seger get old and gray?
Oh, he's not one of those guys who just defies aging.
He's just, I know he's eight, but in my mind, every time I hear him on the radio, I look down, they have a little cover of his Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band. It's the same picture I'm seeing over and over. So in my mind, that is Bob Seger. I kind of forgot, like, oh, yeah. That picture is from 1982. It's now 2020.
I feel so bad, like on stuff like that, where I just forget that the person was still alive. Or worse yet, like we were talking about in the Daily Dirt today, when Wilford Brimley died, and I was like, oh, I thought he was already dead. Like that. Oh, that just tells you you're too self-absorbed in your own life. You need to pay attention to what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but I mean, is Wilford Brimley really in our reality, in our world?
He's not really on my radar, but still, I just felt like, oh, he died. Oh, wait, he's alive? He was alive? I had no idea.
You don't remember them mourning him the first time he passed away.
It's just so sad. This text came in. It just says, the cracked egg on Durango and Farm. When did that show up? Let's talk to Shirley. Hey, Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you just notice something?
Well, actually, with Corona and not seeing my grandchildren in 5 months, when I saw my granddaughter, she's 12, and she's almost as tall as me now. I'm 5'10", and I'm like, when did that happen?
I was so out of the loop. Yeah, I can't wait till my mom can finally see my kids after this is all said and done. My daughter, my youngest, is passing my oldest in height. She had some growth spurt in the last few weeks. I'm like, whoa, you got tall all of a sudden. It's so bizarre.
When we were filming for the 4th of July parade, you brought Brooklyn out. And that's the first time I've seen Brooklyn in probably 6 months or so. Same thing. Like, when did this happen? When did you get so tall?
I know.
What's going on?
Yeah, her legs are like super long. I'm like, what? What's going on? And then there was a Chick-fil-A right next to her too. I'm like, when did that happen?
And old Bob Seger comes in behind her. Wow. Hey guys. Pretty cool prize here for you. A Apple TV 4K. It's an Apple a day all week long here on Mix 94.1. And we have one for you coming up at 8:25. And it's yours when you win Heads Up. Justin Bieber, Intentions. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. This week, it's an Apple a day here on Mix 94.1. It's an Apple TV 4K. So Sean Tempesta will have one in the 4 o'clock hour. Heather will have one in the 1 o'clock hour. And we have one for you in less than 5 minutes when you win Heads Up.
It is 8:15. Also, coming up next hour, we've got some What's Trending for you. Ellen is trending this morning. We'll tell you why. The Bella twins are trending. Can you believe they both had their babies within 24 hours of each other? That twin thing, I said this earlier, it fascinates me. Twins, it's like eerie, but it's intriguing with just the connection they have. And the fact that they both, Nikki gave birth on Friday and then Bree gave birth on Saturday.
And do they plan to have kids around the same time? Or is that just kind of even a twin thing where Bree's like, I have some big news. I got some big news. What's yours? I'm pregnant. Oh my gosh, me too.
Honestly, they probably knew the other was pregnant before they even said anything. They just have this sense. I have two friends that are pregnant right now. And one of them was telling me, oh man, someone said something really rude to her. It was actually her husband. And I don't think he meant it to be rude, but it was rude. Have you ever had someone say something really rude to you when you were pregnant? 702-364-9400. So she was wearing, she got a pair of Jordans, and I guess something happened to the bottom of them. Like, I don't know if they blew out or what, but she was all heartbroken because her Jordans that were super cool, they got destroyed. Just out of the blue, blew out. And he said, oh man, it must be all that extra weight you're carrying.
Oh.
And she just looked at him like, I am carrying your baby and you said what to me? It was just so, must be all that extra weight you're carrying.
Was he trying to be funny with it? Or one of those things where the words are coming out of his mouth, like, no, you can't reel them back in once they're out.
I think that's what it was. It was just one of those things where you're saying it, and as you're saying it, you know there's no way to salvage this. This is going to be bad. But I'll just complete the sentence because I've come so far, I guess. Has anyone ever said anything really rude to you while you were pregnant? 702-364-9400.
You were pregnant twice, two beautiful girls. Anyone ever say anything to you that kind of just caught you off guard when they said it?
Yes. Uh-oh. I will never forget this man. Oh, I was going in to have the baby. This is my first one. And hey, look, it was my first kid. I didn't know about pregnancy. I was all under that whole guise that you're supposed to eat for two. So I gained a lot of weight and probably more than I should have. And I went in and I was going to get an epidural, and the anesthesiologist comes in and he's trying to, you know, put it in my back, and he pokes, but then he goes, oh, I missed it. And I'm like, oh, this needle is long. It's so long.
And he's trying,
like,
to hit your spine is what he's trying to
do?
Yeah, okay.
to make me numb from the waist down. And my husband starts having a fit. He's like, hold up. You're going to poke her again with that? Like, what are you doing? You're supposed to know what you're doing. And he kicked my husband out of the room. He's like, out. You're out. So the nurse is like, come, please come with us and let him concentrate. And he goes, it's because of all this back fat you have.
He said that to you?
He said that to me.
Oh, man, dude.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Thanks, buddy. Spine runs down the center of my back. Just find it and give it to me and move on.
I'm having a baby. Of course I have. I have lots of fat, not just in my back. It was just awful. Let's talk to Dawn. Dawn, what's the rudest thing someone said to you when you were pregnant?
Actually, it was after I'd given birth and I was nursing. And you know how one boob got bigger than the other boob? And so I'm standing in front of the mirror, and I told my husband, I go, look, I'm in my nightgown. And he goes, I know, they're really saggy, huh? I was like, well, that too, but that's not what I was trying to point out.
Is there a big differential because you're breastfeeding a child in one boob? And then one, how big of a difference is it?
They prefer one, and it makes more milk, and it gets bigger.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
No, that's just, oh, you poor thing. I feel for you.
I'm sacrificing my baby for your son.
Yeah.
Here they. He's well fed, but yeah, you notice my saggy boobs. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Aaron. Aaron, did someone say something rude to you when you were pregnant?
Yes. We had just finished our birthing class. And I was like pretty close to the end, and I went through Taco Bell and I got food for me and my husband, and the guy looked at me so serious and he goes, are you sure you should be eating all of that? I was like, hold on, it is not all for me. But I was like, and even if it was, it's okay. I could eat all of it if I wanted to. I'm pregnant.
You can't judge me. That's not allowed at Taco Bell. This is a judgment-free zone. Aaron, I'm sorry. Oh, I just feel like I should apologize to all of these women because it's hurtful. Christy, what happened to you?
Hi there. I'm Mercedes. I'm a physical therapist, and I was about 4 or 5 months pregnant at that awkward level where you're not sure about what to wear or how you look, and I always want to look professional, and I told one of my patients that I was pregnant, and she said, well, that's a relief, and I said, well, that's an interesting response. Why would you say that? And she basically said, well, I'm trying to get healthy, and learned about fitness and wellness, and I don't want a fat therapist.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
Wow.
Savages out there. The things that people say to people.
Oh.
Christy, what was your response?
I said, well, you know, I'm in that awkward phase, and I told her how much weight I had gained, and that usually I'm fairly fit, and I'm happy to help her, you know, with learning about how to be stronger and practice wellness behaviors. But it was rough to say with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
That's brutal. The text coming in, too. I'm 20 weeks along, and the car mechanic said, congratulations. I said, thanks, just starting to look like I'm pregnant and not just fat. He said, well, are you having twins? Oh. And then this one, my now ex-hubby said I look like a frog when he saw me naked when I was 8 months pregnant.
Guys, what are you doing?
You're not going to get anything by telling a woman she looks like a frog.
What kind of response was he expecting? Oh, do I? Oh, yeah. You like frogs, do you? Mm.
Rub it.
This is big. We have all week long, and it's an apple a day here at Mix 94.1. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up for a great prize.
Yeah, we have an Apple TV 4K to give away, all part of the Apple a Day giveaway. You want to win? Caller 20 gets to play.
We got Avril Lavigne. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
Lori, you're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
We want to get you this Apple a Day, this Apple TV 4K. So cool. Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Ooey Gooey, Pop Star, Hamel Time, Singing Divas, or Name It in Four?
Ooey Gooey.
Ooey Gooey it is. National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day is tomorrow. So these are all different types of cookies, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You. I want you, Mercedes.
All right. I like cookies.
All right, Lori, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you're going to get an Apple TV, a 4K. You guys ready?
Yes.
You start now.
All right. You make these at Christmas in different shapes and just your standard, regular...
sugar cookies.
Yes. This is the kind that people are like, ew, I thought it was chocolate chip, but it's not.
Oatmeal raisin.
Yes. This is what you get if you go to a Chinese restaurant. They have these. They tell you.
Fortune cookies.
Yes. This is also a type of cake. It's like rainbow colored. It's just, you know what? I'm going to pass that one. You make these during the holidays and they are shaped like little guys.
Gingerbread.
Yes,
cookie.
Yes. This is a coconut type of cookie.
Macaroon.
Yeah. Woo! Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
no,
eight.
No. That's five.
Five.
It's
yeah,
five.
Skip
oh,
one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is it's cinnamony and it's it's got a funny name. If you
Snickerdoodle.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, oh my gosh. Thank goodness. Could you imagine? I'm celebrating. She loses.
Plenty of time to spare.
I know. I'm sorry. I have a problem with that. I can't help myself. But you win, Lori. Congratulations.
That is awesome. You guys crushed that. And check this out, Lori. You just won an Apple TV, a 4K, courtesy of Elektra Records. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. What a way to start out a week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. More to give away with Heather coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Paramore on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Back to school is around the corner. And the main thing on parents' minds right now is how to keep their kids learning safely. Most parents are seriously considering homeschooling, and another poll is kind of lining up with that and more. Gallup has released their own poll that also shows only about 4 in 10 parents want full-time in-school learning. That is a big drop from earlier June, which showed 56% wanted it. What would they rather see happen to learning? Well, nearly 30% would like full-time remote learning, while another 36% say they want a combination of remote and in-person learning. Broken down by region, the Northeast and the West are least likely to want kids back in school full-time, and the South and the Midwest lean towards classroom learning.
Where do you stand with your daughters?
Well, I don't really have much of a choice with my oldest there. She's doing online learning. She's a Clark County school system. And my youngest, who's in a private school, they gave him the option. Do you want to go back full time or do you want to do an online program by quarter? If, you know, you commit to the quarter and then you can reevaluate. And we had a long talk about it and she wants to do online.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we're going to both be doing that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Also this morning, it's just what your dating life needs. Cutting out something like one third of your possible matches right off the top. There's a 35-year-old relationship expert named Jana Hawking in Sydney, Australia, and she's pitching a new dating policy that's stirring up quite a bit of controversy. Ladies, what do you think? And Nudia, I'm going to ask you this too, because I know you're in the dating world. She says, never date a man in his 30s. Never. She says guys who are single in their 30s most likely have some commitment issues since that's the age range when most guys have settled down. So she says it's better to date divorced guys in their 40s and up. She says, sure, they may come with some baggage like the bitter remnants of a divorce and a few kids, but it also means they've proven they aren't scared to commit at least for a decent amount of time. What do you guys think?
Dating people in my 30s hasn't worked out too well for me. Dating men that are in their 30s, I could definitely see that. I feel like she's calling them bums a little bit. I agree with her a little bit on that. But also, I feel like single men in their 30s might have just focused more on their career. That's what I've seen from my guy friends that are still single, is that they really put it all into their career, especially out here, like in nightlife and stuff. They don't want to settle down.
What about single guys in their 40s that never been married?
You know what? Haven't been there yet.
No experience with that one.
Haven't crossed that bridge yet, huh?
I think this lady's like theory, it's a little unfair. I mean, you're just assuming that they have a commitment issue. But what about like the guy that just hasn't met the right person and he just doesn't want to run into something just to say he wants to run into it? I don't know. The prime example in my mind is my youngest brother who is 30 and or no wait is he 29 I don't know, but he's almost there, and he's just such an amazing guy. And I'm biased, of course, I'm a sister, no doy, but I'm like, he just hasn't met the right girl yet. He hasn't.
It takes time. It's not easy to find the right person out there. And I think, yeah, too. I mean, maybe the guy, I have plenty of guy friends that were single in their 30s, carried over to still single in their 40s. But it's not commitment issue. They had some girlfriends here and there, some longer term ones. They just didn't work out. They know what they want, and they're not going to settle for less, I guess.
Do you think that it's possible to be too picky in what you want? Or is it like you said, you know what you want, and that's what you want? And if you have these aspirations for a Margot Robbie, and you think you can, do you wait for that?
If that's what you want, you think you can get it, and then that's what's going to make you happy, then yeah, let's wait out until you find that perfect girl, until you find the one that's right for you.
It's just, it's annoying, though, when someone has this checklist of everything someone has to be, but yet they don't do anything to, like, improve themselves.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
This is what I want, and blah, you know, I don't know.
I was single for a long time and was dating and stuff, and it just wasn't working out, and I started to get depressed over it. I'm like, am I going to find the right one for me? And then it's when you're not looking is when love comes walking in. I was like, all right, you know, I'm just going to be single for a while, no big deal. And then out of nowhere, my now wife comes walking in, and the rest was history. But it's kind of like when you're not looking for it, sometimes that's when it happens, when you find the one.
Yeah, it's you just never know. It could be today for you. You're single, and you have no idea what's going to happen, and today's the day.
I got a buddy of mine that he is like Good Luck Chuck. The last five girls that he's dated, he's in his 40s, the last five girls that he's dated and he's broken up with, the next guy that they've dated, they married. Five girls.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really crazy.
And he's currently with a girl for over a year now. Things are great, but his last girlfriend just got engaged. It's like, whoa, dude, that's five girls. Five of your exes got engaged to the next guy they dated.
Oops.
That was my ex. Maybe I'm next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my ex. It was like the last four girls right after they like found their husbands.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Good luck,
today may be the day, Nudia. Yeah. You just wait and see. All right. Finally, this morning, it's amazing what modern surgeons can create. There's a 45-year-old guy named Malcolm McDonald in England, and back in 2014, he had a very bad blood infection to his to an area down below. I can't say it.
His pinata?
No, right behind there.
The beans.
Right behind there.
His bum bum? His prostate.
I don't want to use the word.
Use the medical term.
I don't think it's a medical term. I really don't. I
What is it? It's not his pinata?
Hold on.
Are you gonna type in the screen? Oh my gosh, that area, yes.
I didn't know, like, I don't know.
Is that a medical term?
I don't think it's a medical term, but he had a very bad blood infection there. And it was so bad that, oh gosh, this is a really graphic story. I'm going to try and make it as clean as possible, but it made his pinata fall off.
No.
Yes. Just boom.
Okay.
Well, now he is getting a genitalia reboot, if you will, as surgeons have managed to regrow him a new one.
Don't tell me it's like on his arm or something, or where they grow stuff like that.
It's on his left forearm.
No! Is there a picture?
Yeah. It's been growing on his arm for the last 4 years, and soon it will be surgically grafted to him down below. He's the first person to ever grow a new pinata on their own arm. It won't necessarily work on its own, but it will have stuff built in so that, you know, he can do what he has to do. Basically, he says he can't believe this is happening. He says, quote, that they can make me a new pinata at all is incredible, but that they can build it on my arm is mind-blowing.
Nice looking guy. He's a dad. There's a picture of him. He's got like a denim shirt on and then the sleeve rolled up, but it's blurred out. You can't see it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, indecent exposure. He can get charged for
and this,
that.
Why did you see the one who's hanging out in the park?
I didn't click on the link because I was worried of what they were going to show.
It's clean, yeah. But he's like posing against it. Like, you know the high school yearbook?
Oh, he looks like Jeff Goldblum.
He does a little bit.
Oh my gosh. That's totally who I thought that was.
But he's leaning. Oh, okay. It's not connected.
He's not leaning against a tree, JC.
That's not a tree. Wait, just so you know, if you scroll down, I'm thinking the thing is attached. It's not. It's free form. Like, it's not like playing it like this. It is dangling off.
Well, yeah, right. That's
like a real deal. I thought the whole thing was like attached. Like, if this was it, I thought it was like attached this way.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It's dangling off.
It's a dangler. Oh my!
Now, Nudia, if you meet a man in his 30s and he's got one of those, is that a turn off?
Sounds like my future husband. Honestly, where is he located at?
Well, he's married. I'm sorry.
No arms for you.
Hockey is back. Our Golden Knights. 3:30 is when the puck drops against the Dallas Stars. We get a lot of text messages regarding our parody song we played earlier.
Yeah, it's actually belongs to our good buddy Spence, who you guys may know from Las Vegas Radio. He was on one of our sister stations for a long time, and he sent it to us. And he's like, hey, if you guys want to play this to get psyched up for the Golden Knights playing. And we played it. It was so adorable. We have to play it again. I loved it.
Let's do it at the end of our conversation here. Coming up in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's 8:51. Just speaking of songs... There's a song. You have not seen Hamilton, right?
Correct.
So if you have seen Hamilton, you know the Schuyler sisters. The Schuyler sisters are Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy. And this is not a spoiler because it's history, but Alexander Hamilton marries Eliza Schuyler, and she's all the Schuyler sisters are a big part of the show, but especially Eliza and Angelica. Peggy's just kind of there, and Peggy.
All right.
We were talking about Halloween in my house because we love Hamilton and we sing the songs all the time. And my daughter came up with a great idea. Like, we should be the Schuyler sisters. There's three of us. We could get the dresses. There's like an orangish pink one, there's a yellow one, there's a green one. Let's be the Schuyler sisters. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So I'll be Angelica because I'm the oldest. I'll be the older sister. And then Sophie, you'll be Eliza because you're the middle. And then Brooklyn, you'll be Peggy. And Brooklyn's like, I don't want to be Peggy.
Uh-oh.
And then Sophie's like, well, I'm not going to be Peggy. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be Peggy. It was a whole thing. Like, have you ever fought with anyone over who you played pretend with? Where you want? There's always someone that people don't want to get stuck with, and who Maybe you were the one that got stuck being that person when you played pretend or for a Halloween costume. Who did you fight over playing pretend with? 702-364-9400. This is the song. And even in the song, it's when it comes to Peggy, she just kind of gets the leftovers. I love that song, and nobody wants to be Ann Peggy. It's so sad. Have you ever done that where you either had a group costume and you're the one that gets stuck being the one that no one wanted to be, or maybe you were just playing with your friends and you were trying to be someone on a TV show and you got stuck being the bad one? And who was it?
I have a solution. Maybe not go as the Skylar sisters, maybe it could be the Pointer sisters. I see them all as equals.
Do you now?
Yes.
Now, one recently passed.
Yes, yes.
So correct. Who's her? Who is she?
She's the one.
I know, but who's that person?
I don't
want to be the dead one.
No.
We're going to fight over, well, we want to be the ones that are alive. And so
okay.
There's another. Every group has that. Let's say, okay, you know what, JC? We're gonna all dress up as NSYNC for Halloween. So you're going to be Chris.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Thank you.
Everyone's going to want to be Justin Timberlake, you know?
Thank you. No, I wanted to be Chris. but wait. Okay, so if you don't do the Pointer Sisters because one had passed and you want to be, you know, fight over who are the alive ones versus the dead one, what about you go as this sister?
I want to rock.
Twisted Sister. They're all alive.
There's more than one person? I thought it was just Dee Snider.
No, we got a whole band.
Tell me who the other people are. Name one. Go.
CeCe DeVille?
No.
Tommy Lee?
You gotta have someone where everyone knows them. Like the Spice Girls. I was a Spice Girls with my friends one year. And honestly, everyone was very satisfied with who they got to be. We all fit who we were very well. But I was worried that someone would be like, oh, I don't want to be this Spice or I don't want to be that Spice.
They're kind of an equal pairing, I think, Spice Girls.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Morning. I got a solution for you, Mercedes.
What's that?
The reason that Peggy is an Aunt Peggy is because she died very young, if you read the book. So one of you can go as dead Peggy. It's Halloween.
Oh, we should all be like zombie Skylar sisters.
No, just Peggy. Peggy's the only zombie.
I like it. That would actually make it better. I'd be willing to be Peggy if I was zombie Peggy. Like, I'm dead.
You could apply that with the Pointer Sisters then.
Zombie Ruth. Or whoever it was. Did you ever do that? Did you ever play pretend with something?
Yeah, I play pretend all the time.
Did you get the good person or the bad person?
No, I got the bad person. We always played Dukes of Hazzard. That was our show as a kid. And I was always Luke Duke. I never got to be Bo Duke. But to me, Bo Duke was the cool one. He was a blonde hair one. He was the cool one. Yeah, that was John Schneider. I was Tom Wolpat, Luke Duke. I'd rather be Uncle Jesse than Luke Duke.
Oh, wow. Luke Duke was not as that bad as Uncle. come on.
I'd rather be Cooter.
Jennifer says, my girls fight over who plays Anna and who plays Elsa. Anna is always getting the shaft. I've seen that. So many fights. Everyone wants to be Elsa. Anna is so underrated. She is so tough and so strong. Elsa's always complaining. Anna's great. Brizzy says, OMG, didn't we used to fight over who was going to play like the princess or something? She tagged one of her friends in that one. Yeah, there's like everybody does that. The Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus. No one wants to be Mary.
Which one's Mary?
I'm not
Which
sure.
Character?
I've only seen Hocus Pocus one time. I'm so embarrassed whenever I say that. People are like, "What?" But let's see. Who's Mary Sanderson? She is the one, she's the one played by Kathy Najimy. So she's not Bette Midler and she's not Sarah Jessica Parker. So that's the one that no one wants to be.
Okay, let's say we're playing Saved by the Bell. Who would you want to be on Saved by the Bell? For the
Kelly
guys?
Kelly Kapowski.
And I would want to be A.C. Slater? Or who would I want to be? Zach Morris?
Probably Zach Morris. You would not want to be Screech.
True.
Yeah. And I mean, I'd be fine with Jesse or Lisa Turtle, but Screech is the one on that show that you just want to stay away from.
Okay, we're playing 90210, the original one, not the reboot that came out a couple years ago.
So I want to be Kelly, probably. And for you, you'd probably want to be, what, Dylan or Brandon?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I like Steve Sanders, though.
Okay, but do you want to be David Silver?
No.
See?
Heck no. Hockey is back. Let's do it again. A great parody song from our friend Spence. Hockey is back. Golden Knights puck drops 3:30 today against the Dallas Stars.
Attack. So make some noise, medieval maniacs. Take it to the bridge. Come on. VGK. We're big and strong, and that is how we play. Don't want no Jets, Blues, Bets, Canucks, or Flames. The cup and three if we have it our way. Take them to the chorus. Get your hockey on.
So
McNabb, ready to give the Dallas Stars a smack, like Revo when you overwater grass.
Reality check! There are big fines if you don't change your watering clock.
Hey, Vegas hockey's back.
Just a friendly reminder. Ryan Reed style.
Good morning.
Wake up with Mercedes in the morning.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.